Kum Lenin a block your mother. We're up to Daf Yudam and Aleph. We're in the middle of the sugi of Tzedakah. Tanya, we learned three lines on top. Meir said, "Yesh loy lebal hadin l'shove," that somebody can ask. V'loim aloch and tell you, l'cheide, how can you justify giving tzedakah? Interesting question. Imelakechem oyevaniim, the Eibushter actually love poor people. V'pneimah einim afarnasan, so why doesn't he feed them in the first place? The Eibushter can do whatever he wants. Why make them poor? Emaloi, tell him, Kadesh Nitzel under Bemnishkhanim. The Eibushter did it to give us the schus that we should give tzedakah so that we ourselves should be safe from Gehenim. In fact, Vizusha lo shal tunus rufus harasha es abakiva. Tunus rufus harasha asked the following question of Abakiva. Imalakechem oyevanimu, if ne ma einim afarnasan. Amalei, Abakiva told him what I just said, Kadesh Nitzel under Bemnishkhanim. Amalei, but Tunus rufus went further. Adirabe, you think it's a good thing to give tzedakah? Fakert, the way you're defying the Eibushter's wishes, Zush mechayavtan leGehenim lechayi to give me tzedakah should bring Gehenim upon you. Why? Emchel gamoshel ma'adavadayim lemelech boss of adam, a king shekos al avda, he was upset with his angry with his slave, the chav shebe surim, and he incarcerated him. The tziva olav shaloi laachilay, no one should feed him, or shaloi lashkayis, no one should give him to drink. A person went and fed him and gave him to drink. The king heard that you defied his orders. Wouldn't he be upset? And you people are slaves. It says that you, Eden, are my slaves. So what right do we have to go ahead and feed? If the Eibushter wanted us to be poor and impoverished, what right do we have to go and feed them? Says the Gemara, Akiva said, I'll give a different mushal. Emshalacham mushal, Madavadan, the Melakwasadam, she caused him, and he was upset with his son, Vichav Shabbat Surim, and imprisoned him. Vitziva, I agree with your mushal, except one little variation. It was his son that he incarcerated, not his slave. Vaholach. One second. If the king heard that somebody defied him and fed his own son and gave him the drink, you don't think the king will be proud of him and send him a present? We're the Abish of children, the Chsiv, because it says in Pasuk, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Why isn't being a Pasuk in Shema is B'ni B'chaydi Yisrael? Which not only is a son, but is like the first son, more fond. Anyway. B'nei B'chayri Yisro, so about the whole Yisro.
It's a collective noun.
Okay, anyway. Amalai. Okay, before we go back, it's very hard to understand this whole Gemara, because the Moshel, Sayyid of Akiva, Sayyid of Zashara, is that the king impoverished somebody, put him in jail, didn't want anyone to feed him, and you defied his orders. The Eibush in the Torah clearly says, Pesoyach Tifnech Eshotcha. The Eibush says, feed my slave, feed my children. So what's the comparison?
Didn't give a prohibition to feed
on the contrary, the Eibushter made a mitzvah out of feeding them. So what's the moshul? The whole moshul is not right. As if Rabbi Akiva is humoring him, you know. But where this guy? Obviously, this guy has been quoting the Gemara. He's not a nod. So what's the comparison between the moshul and the state of affairs? If the Eibushter would not have written anywhere in the Torah the mitzvah of tzedakah, and we're doing it of our own volition, okay, it's a taina. But the Eibushter told us to. So what's the muscle? It's like a king put a slave in a jail, and he said to the thing, "Please, guys, feed him." No, so if a guy fed him, it'd be very nice. I don't understand the whole dimin. Omalai. Anyway, so the Torah says Rav Rashi compared the Eden to a slave, and Rav Akiva compared the Eden to Bonim. Oh my Lord, so interesting that this word that we're going to say right now comes from Tunus Rufus Rosha. So obviously he was not a Stamam applicant. He said, Atem Kriyim Bonim, the Kriyim Avodim. Sometimes we're referred to as children, sometimes we're referred to as slaves. Bismanch, Atem Moisim Machani Shamak, when you're following the Rotsam Deibish, the Atem Kriyim Bonim. Uvismanch, Ein Atem Moisim Machani Shamak, Atem Kriyim Avodim, called slaves. But this is what Tunus Rufus Rosha said, that when you're Avodim, when you're not behaving. Now let's look at today's times. But Achshav Ein Atem Oisim Tzayin Shemokim. You guys are in Yisrael right now, but you're not under your own jurisdiction. You're under the dominion of the Romans, because you guys have not been behaving. Remember, Akiva lived after Churban Bayis, and you're not behaving properly. So therefore, you're Avodim. Avodim, nobody should give. Amalai, he said, so Rabbi Akiva answered back. It's not possible. We had yesterday, you should extend your hand and feed the poor. Even in bad, bring to your house. When what period are we talking about? Aniyim Merudim? Ha'ina, today the people are not behaving. Ukaman, it says, nevertheless, ha'loi parais l'rav lachmecha, give to the poor their food. So therefore, the inyan giving to the poor. Just like the Eibishter determines how much money you're going to make.
What the Bernish Chai says, it's a discussion about the fact that when I was under the Romans, it's not Stam Ohmkeit.
Yeah.
It's under Golas, it's a whole Shibut.
Yeah, but
so that was the Eibishter gave you a sort of extra special punishment that you should be under the Golas.
But the fact is, still, how does that answer the question? The Eibishter still said, feed them. It doesn't make any qualifications. And yeah. Anyway, it needs a beer. Yeah. Oh, he asked a question. And what's the answer?
He deals with
the cloud.
You can see the theme really is not Stam Ohmkeit.
I understand, but does he address this very question that we asked?
Yeah, but in other words, what's implied in the question is that somehow because you're a Golas.
But where does the Torah make qualifications? The Torah says you have to help the poor. It says a million times. Is he actually asking that very question, or he's just talking about other things and you're making an assumption? He asked that question? What's a dimion? Okay. True, but doesn't address this very question. It needs a bidur. Something's missing here. Anyway, just like the mezonos of Shaladim, how much you're going to earn that year is already determined. Kach, so too, chesronos of how much you're going to lose that year, ketzuvim le'beresh shana. So not only your panasa, but also the losses you're going to incur that year. Zacha, if you're zeicher, those losses will go where? Halei parit rachmecha will go to tzedakah. So you'll benefit from that as well. But if you have a good mazel. Lo yizocha, if you're not zeicher, v'ani merudim tovi bais, will go to the bad people and you won't get any schar for it. The story, the Bnei Achte, the Rabbi Yechim Zaka, the nephew of Yechim Zaka, Chazal, who Bechilma, he once saw in a dream, the Bow, the Mechsel, he once saw in a dream that they're about to lose Sheva, Meir Dinri. That year they're going to lose $700. Asinu, he cajoled them to start giving tzedakah, and Shokul Minai Tzedakah, every day or every week he would come and collect money for tzedakah for them. It turned out to be Posh Gabayu Shivsa Dinri. They were left with 7 coins. Kimot Mala Yom Kippur. When it came to Erev Yom Kippur, Shadu Devei Kesa, the Kesa came and took the $17. Naktinu and collected. Don't worry, the king's not coming back for anymore. Because I saw that Shivsa Dinri Gabaychu Shaklinu Minaychu, they took $17 that you had, was taken from you. Amru Leimen no Yodot, how do you know it'll be 17? Amaluhu, Chalm Chazaychu, I saw a dream that told me about this. Amaluhu, Amai Loya Martlon, so why didn't Chatzil tell us we're giving the whole money? Dinei Savinu, Amaluhu, he said, you know why? Amina, I said, Kihecha de Tavdu Mitzel Lishma. Why should I tell you? I want you to get this char a mitzvah lishma. Even though we learned that by tzedakah you're allowed to give for personal benefit, but doesn't mean that's the highest level. Yeah, I'm not tzaddik or all that. It doesn't mean that that's the highest madrig of giving tzedakah. So this Gemara itself actually has a lot of interesting issues. First of all, he saw in a cholam, and since we know cholam, we had having a mercy on Hedin. The divi cholam is le mailin ve le meridin. So what's going on here? How come he followed the cholam and he took money out of it based on this? So one of the Tashbats, I think, answers. When the Gemara that tells a story about a guy who had a dream that his father told him that I died and the money is lying under this tree and the money belongs to Maisa. He went to that tree and the next day and he found all the money was there. So he went to the Rav to ask, do I have to give it to Maisa or can I keep it? So he told him, and therefore you don't have to give the money to Maisa. So they say, there when you have a dream with a number of components, so some of them are real and some of them are not, but your whole dream is only one fact. And if it's a dream, it came like Rashi and Baruch, there's a malach for dreams, you have to take it seriously. And there's only one fact here, that they're going to lose 700 and whatever dollars was going to lose. So therefore, you have to believe it. And then there are other answers as well. Others say, is it chiluf, you dream about yourself or you dream about others? If you're dreaming about yourself, it could be what you thought about during the days, what you dream at night, so you don't take it seriously. Here, Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai dreamt about his nephew, about somebody else. So then you have to take it seriously. Also, you notice carefully, the Rashi says here that he had a dream, Moitzei Yom Kippur. That sounds like Yom Kippur was when the Eibishter makes a decision, what's going to happen this year. When did he lose the money out of Yom Kippur? That means the year doesn't end in Rosh Hashanah, the year ends Erev Yom Kippur. Because by Beinim, we learn Rosh Hashanah doesn't get determined to Yom Kippur. The Bach changes Motzei Yom Kippur to Motzei Rosh Hashanah. So the Bach seems to be learning that And even though the Yom Kippur is the final termination, but it's retrospective to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is ready when it is suspended and then it comes to the termination. But still the year doesn't go till Yom Kippur, because you're in a hiatus. What happens in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And by Benim, it's not going to be determined till Yom Kippur. So how do you live those 10 days? Are you going to make money? Are you going to lose money? So it seems that it's every year, it's till Yom Kippur, that Rosh Hashanah judges till next Yom Kippur, which is interesting. Back to Gemara. Rapapa was once climbing up the ladder. He slipped. Boy, the maple, and he was about to fall, and he would have hurt himself, or he would have hurt him and killed him. This is the kind of judgment that man, the son in law, people that we hate, get punished this way. Today there's no arba misses, but din arba misses still is, and skill is when you fall off a ladder. How come I fell off the ladder? Maybe a poor man came in to feed him. And if you remember, yesterday, it's exactly what happened. Remember that poor man who went around door knocking, came to the papa's house, the papa refused to feed him. And then they told him that, no, you should, because even though it says you don't have to give tzedakah, you don't have to give a lot, but a little bit you have to give. So that's the story, the two linked together. The famous Vilna Gaon, if I remember correctly, he says, Poseach tiftach es yotcha, Poseach tiftach is a darga svir. Why Darga is a step sphere broke. Paseach Tiftach, you know why the step broke? Because you weren't Paseach Tiftach, you didn't open your hand and give the zdokah. The Tanya, we learn, here's a powerful Gemara. Whoever closes his eyes from giving zdokah, ki ilu oivet avaydes gechavim, is mamish like oivet avaydes zorah. The first you try to understand the simile, but why punktus avaydes is like avaydes zorah mamish. Ksiv hach, how do we know that? It says in one pasuk, you should be careful. Pen yidavrim blavavcha b'liyal, you might have a ill-conceived thought that you don't want to lend money to a poor person because Shemitah is coming. Uksiv hasam there, it says yotu anoshim b'nei b'liyal, and these bad people came over by yinadachas. Any time the Indut stuck in this world, Shalom Godel, they bring peace into this world. Upraklitin Doyle, bring great advocates, Ben Yisrael, Lavi, and Shabashamayim, Eden, and Abishta. The tzedakah you give, act as our advocates. Shenemar, it says, Koyamar Hashem, the Abishta says, Al Tove Beis Marzeya, don't go to this house, Val Telech, do not go Lispite, do not go to eulogize, Val Tonoi Lehem, and don't wave to them. Because I gathered the peace from my nation. And what did I gather? What's the peace of my nation? Esa chesed v'esa rachmim. Now, what's chilgi chesed and rachmim? Chesed really means. So, what's chilgi chesed and rachmim? Chesed zugmil chasadim, du chasadim. And rachmim zudzdoka. So, you have to understand the difference between chesed and rachmim, why chesed zugmil chasadim and rachmim. It's the doctor. I know. So why is Rachmi can only be somebody in a lower class than you? Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a gedolah. Tzedakah v'rei gula. Tzedakah is greater than gula. Bring closer to gula.
Somebody's going to be judged for whatever it is, for crime or whatever. So what do you say? You say to him, do me a favor and don't judge
me badly.
He says,
okay, true. Shneimer, it says,
can go upwards as well.
Koyim Hashem, shimru mishpat, keep my mishpat, vasu tzedakah, do tzedakah, ki kreva yeshua si lava, bring my shua, vitzit kosi, lihi golais, so we see, hu yaymer, I saw the water kosher in the island, there were 10 tough things created in this world, hard kosher, mountain was tough, barzal mechatchi, metal cuts it, barzal kosher, metal is tough, eish mefafoi, fire melts it, or kosher, fire is tough, mayim mechab noise, but water can extinguish it, mayim kosher, water is tough, avim save moise, yet the clouds can carry it, avim kosher, clouds are tough, ruach mefazros, and the wind can come and scatter the clouds, and ruach kosher, the wind is tough, guf save le, a person can take it, because we're full of air in our body. And guf kosher body is tough. Pachat shavrei, fear can break your guf. Pachat kosher, fear is terrible. Or be yayin mafiga, if you drink a little bit, you suddenly the dissipates. Yeah, and yayin kosher, sheinu mefachachos, you go to sleep, it dissipates. It disappears. Umisa kosher mekulam, but death is the worst of them all. And yet, tzedakah matzelis min amisa. Tzedakah rescues you from misa. It says, utzedakah tatzil mimavis. Tzedakah will save you from death. If you know the famous, I'll make it kitzer, Rabbi Yaakov Shimshon Mishpitovka was a Talmud of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He's one of his Talmidim. And the Noida Yehuda once took the Sefer Noam HaMelech and put it under his chair. Like, you know, he didn't care for Chassidim. So Rabbi Yaakov Shimshon Mishpitovka came to Noida Yehuda. It's a long story, and it's written in a book called The Kuach. In the back of Toldos Yaakov Yosef, they have now in Yiddish called The Kuach Rabbah. Basically, he went to Noida Yehuda and he masqueraded as if he was a poor man. And he had a big vikuach with the Noida Yehuda. And finally, Yehuda said, I have a shul. And the shul is known as the shul of 300 goyim. Everybody in the shul, to be a member of my shul, you have to be a baki b'shas. No rav, nobody ever had the guts to say a pilpul in the Noida Yehuda shul. So Noida Yehuda said to him, I would invite you to come and say pilpul on Shabbos. He still didn't know who he was yet. So Yaakov Shimshon Mishpitovka says, no problem. So Yehuda said, fine, we're going to advertise it. What sugi are you going to talk on? He says, whatever sugi you guys want, I'll come to shul, on the bimah, somebody will open the page, whatever pages I'll talk about. So he went, and the people heard that, the whole city came, and this is like unbelievable. So he came, and then they opened the gemara with Vabas the feud. And the guy, he said to the guy, point the line, I'll start there. So he pointed this line right here. So Devorim Koshin Ivro Eilam. Everybody started, so he looked at his, Azash Shved Sugi. Everybody opened the burst out laughing. What did we just learn? You know, in 30 seconds, he's going to say a bubble. So he says, Rabbi Yisai, you mamash don't understand the Gemara. Asar Dvorim Kosher Vorim means there are 10 Shvele Sugyas in the whole Shas. And then each item here is the name of a Sugya. And he took him 10 Shabbosim. How this Sugya is Kosher, he had 36 questions on the Sugya. And then he gave him the next thing, Har Kosher, but then this is the Sugya of Zaveach Lahar Avodizorah. And the next Sugya about Basel, Kabbalah Sugya was answered 10 weeks in a row. And after he finished, Yehuda kissed him on the head and said, who are you? So he said, I am the smallest Talmud of the Talmud of Yaakov Yosef. Imagine his biggest Talmud. And imagine the Talmud of Yaakov Yosef Punah.
The Talmud of the
Baal Shem Tov. And imagine, and you took his sefer and you put it under your seat. Who do you think you are? So he bent and picked it up. He kissed it. That was a whole beautiful story. You should read it. Kuch HaRabbah is called. Anyway, let's continue. Sorry? Pick it up and kiss it. Says the Gemara, let's continue right. Zoiche umekabel pnei shchina. The Eved himself will welcome him. Shneimer says, "Ani betzedek." So if you get tzedaka, echze penecha, I will see your face. As boy, I will say to you, "Behikitz tumunasecha." When you wake up, tumunasecha, you'll see the Eved's image. Rabbi Lazar, Yoy Prutelani, the famous halacha shmurah. Rabbi Lazar used to give tzedaka to a poor man, v'hoda matzin, and then he would daven. Omar, he said, this chiva says, Ani betzedek echze penecha. After I get tzedaka, I will see you by davening. My esbo, so how does he dashen? Esbo, I will satisfy you. When you wake up, I'll satisfy you when with your image. Omar, Nachem by Yitzchak, Eil Tamil Chamim, these are the Tamil Chamim, Sheminadad in Shane, my name, Baram Hazard, they don't sleep at all during this world. Like Baruch Hamas, means Yitzchilam Haba, they'll get the Abishas of Lam Haba, as we'll learn in there in the Daf Ein Hay with that.
But then they can sleep there.
Somebody lends to the Eibishter by giving charm to a poor person. The Eibishter wouldn't have written this pasuk. There's no way that we on our own could write such a pasuk down. What, that we lend to the Eibishter? Because we know that every loiv is an evet to a malva. The Eibishter is our evet. How can that be? Has a question. It says, your money is not going to help you in the day that you pass from this world. Tzedakah will protect you. Another part says, Russia, the money of Russia will not help him at all. Why do you need to tell you that tzedakah will help you? If we answer, one will save you that you won't die a premature death. The other will save you from Gehenna. Which pasuk first of all is talking about Gehenim? It says Evra. Evra means Gehenim. The Chesiva says Yom Evra Hayem Ahu. That day, the day of anger, is talking about Gehenim. Okay, the Ezi mitzvah mishuna, which saves you from a misa mishuna. No, which kind? Noisna the ena yodei lemi noisna matna b'seisa. You give tzedakah, you have no idea who's receiving it, and noitla, and the poor man is receiving it. The ena yodei lemi no, he's taking it from. So Tase already asked. So why is this the highest form of tzedakah to save you from misa mishuna? L'chayda, the highest form of tzedakah to save you from gehenim, which is far worse than misa mishuna. So Tase explains that when he say misa mishuna means and kosh ken gehenim, not just misa mishuna. What's the story? Lafuke, I can explain now. Noista, you give it, ve'ena yedei lemi noista lafuke. This is to negate Marukva. Marukva had a behavior, he had in Mark Suvis, that he would give tzedakah. He had no idea who he gave it to, but the people who received it knew where it came from. What he did was, noitla ve'ena yedei mi noitla. Sorry, ve'ena mi noista. He wouldn't know who he gave it to. He used to put.
He used to go on the street and used to throw the money.
Yeah, exactly.
So the matter, you didn't know who was picking it up.
Abba used to throw it behind him. What you do, if it's a puchka, what should a person do to have male children? Now, Rabbi Lezer says, if you get your wife enticed to have a mitzvah, for a mitzvah, then she be mazriat chil and you'll have boys. Don't give to a pushka. Unless the people who are working on the tzedakah fund are reliable, like Hananya ben Tradian. Tesir says it doesn't mean tzaddikim lechananya ben Tradian, because then you're going to find that, but they should be as honest as a Hananya ben Tradian. Because the Gemara says that he was dying, and they asked, and he said, "Why am I dying?" And they said, "Oh, maybe that the money from Purim was this chalfu with money of." Other money, whatever it is. And he was very careful that he had his own money, that he said he had his own money, he got mixed up with Purim money, and he gave all the money away to the Armalites. So people shouldn't be chayshim. We say give it to tzedakah, we meet taka, we could have reliable people like Hananya ben Tradian. How in the world are we going to elevate the pride of the Eden? By giving tzedakah. How far does tzedakah go? Go see my Peter David Abba. Go see what my father David said. What did David Mel say? He said, "Pize nosan levyoinim, that give scatter you to the poor people." And said, "Kotzei medes lad, and the tzedakah will remain forever. And karnoi torun be covered, and your karen will be elevated be covered." From here, it says another pasuk that I know that Humoraimim Yishko, and he sits up there, and the mitzadei sloyim is gaboy, and then he sits among stones. Why? Because lachma nosan, he gave away his bread, meim of them money, and he gave away his water. Faithful people, matam aray mishka mitzadei sloyim is gaboy, mishul lachma nosan meim of them money. That's because he gave all that. Amar Rabbi Shlomo Shleima, Eizah ben Aram Haba, he Ashleim Melech, who's going to go to Aram Haba, Amalem. Kosh kineged zkein of kavod. You know who gets olam haba? That people give you kavod not because you have a few dollars in the bank account, but because you're a chacham. People respect Torah. That a person who's respected because of his Torah, he has olam haba. People who are respected because of their money has nothing. Like we learned that Yosef brei the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yeshua, cholash, he was sick. He passed out or he. He fainted. Amalei with my chazan, and he went to the next world and he came back. He said, "What did you see?" Amalei olam habagris hasan fakert develt el yainim lamato. All those that we respect down here, over there, lamaila are garnished. People, as Ash explained, people respect down here because they're wealthy. Lamaila are garnished. The tachtanim and the people that people despise and disparage because of their poverty is even lamaila up there. They're on top of the world. Amalei olam baruris. That's like they had a clear vision. That's how it is. Tell me, Ivanan, Heikhi Chazi, what about us who learn Taida? Where do we fit into the whole scheme? Amalei, Taida. People respected by Talmid Chacham in this world, they're also respected in the world to come. But we're right. I also heard something else while I was upstairs. So I'm saying, Ashrei Misha Bol Lekan VeTalmud BeYadai. Praiseworthy is the person who comes there and the Gemara is in his hand. You know the famous word, Ashrei Misha Bol Lekan. The Gematria of the word Lekan is 101. We said we had more chagiga. You cannot compare some of those 100 times, 101 times, because 101 times breaks your habit. So Asher Misha Bar Likan. Likan is Lamed, Kof, Nun is 100, and Aleph is 1. Asher Misha Bar Likan, he learned 101 times, not just 100 times. B'shamayti, or others say B'yadim means that not only it's in his head, but B'yadim, he actually lived his life like someone who learned Torah, not someone who just learns the theory of it. B'shamayti, I also heard Sheyoyim that was saying, Harugi Malchus ain't called better Yechay La'am Mechitzas. Harugi Malchus, nobody can stand in their Mechitza. It's actually Ben Abachai who brings from a medrash that Harugi Malchus were never killed. These 10 people were never killed. They were never killed, and the Hezbollah is that the Sezer Shvatim actually never sold Yosef either. And because they never sold Yosef either, it was they were thinking about it, and before they had a chance to do anything, it was they were taken out of the bay, the whole medrash. So that, and remember, the Asarim Malchus was to compensate. So just like over there, it was almost that they sold Yosef. So over here, they were almost killed, but none of them actually died. What do you call the Gemaras? Yeah, and everyone else. Chanina, Ibn Taisa, yeah, all that. This is a medrash. Ibn Chai brings an answer to Bachi. Maniu, where is Rugi Malchus? Ilay, Rabbi Kibbe, Vachadeira, Mishra, Rugi Malchus, Vasulai. The only credit they have is the Rugi Malchus. They're such great Tanaim in their own right. Pshita, Balabachinami, even without that, they were such a high Madrin Ganadin. El Harugi Lud. We're talking about the Harugi Lud, which was Papas and Leonis, where the government over there said, The government said that the princess was killed, and he's accused all the Eden. So they came forward and said, "We killed him. Leave the Eden alone. We killed him," and they were killed. And they saved the rest of the Eden. There were mice and nefesh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. I think they pull it out. Yeah. To pull it out. Yeah. Turianus.
Is Ludki at the same place?
Yes, it says here. Yeah. Guys, I want you to help me. What's shot in the pasuk tzedakah to reimim goy? That tzedakah lifts a nation. When goyim give chesed, it's considered a sin. What do you mean by goyim is a sin? Then Rabbi Lezer, the first parak in Tanya. Rabbi Lezer answered, tzedakah reimim goy eli yisrael yisrael yidin. Chesiv amikam chesiv amikam chesiv. That's a given. And all the Talmidim will agree. When they give tzedakah, it's a sin. They're only doing it to aggrandize themselves. Like it says in the pasuk that di lahavim mehakreven nechoich lekashmai. It should be those who donate to the Eibishter, umetzalyan, and they save themselves. Lechayim malko benoy. We'll say the life of the king and the family. In other words, they're doing it for their own vested interest. We'll see in a minute. And if you do this way, it's not a tzedakah gemura. Hotani, we learned. If somebody says this seller for tzedakah, b'shvil sheyichye bni, b'shvil sheeskelam haba, harei zetzadik gemur. As Rashi says, by Eid, even if it doesn't work out, he's not going to have charot on the tzedakah he gave. By Goy, he'll have charot on the whole tzedakah they gave. Tesis in Pesachim talks about it as well. Here he has a little bit different question. It says, how does that fit in? And so on. So anyway.
Whose lashon do we quote? Usually we say, how does that tzedakah gemura, but yes, only in
tzedakah. It's Pesachim,
that's a different
Price. The interesting question here is, why then only tzedakah? According to the Hezbollah of Rashi, then any mitzvah. You can have anything. The whole word why you can have it in mind is because we don't have charot if it doesn't work out. So why can't you daven? Why can't you learn Torah and think I'm doing this so I know that I make a lot of money? Because if I don't make money, I'm still happy to learn Torah. I mean, if this is the cheshbon, it's nothing about tzedakah. It's about behavior of a yid. So in fact, some of the shem hold is nothing to do tzedakah. All mitzvahs you can have in mind whatever you want because we don't really mean it. I mean, we just it'll be a bonus, but it's not ma'akiv. Tastes and tzachim was different, but let's go back. Let me learn. Rabbi Shua answered, "Vama tzedakah to remgoi elu Yisrael Eden." The chesed lumchatas kol tzav v'chad yom tzav v'cham chetulans a chetcha ain laishin l'keishim moshe malchusin. They're doing it to have to extend the laishin. It says, "Lehem malke malki shabbalah." This is what Daniel told him. If you want to continue, v'chatech l'tzeprog. He told you, "V'chanetsa yishes b'vdim yisav tzedakah v'vesicha b'meichan aniyin hein tevak d'shavosech." Your sin will be erased by giving to these people who live a longer life. Now, Rabbi Shua tzedakah. They're all saying the same pshat in the first half of the pasuk. The chesed lumchatas called the chesed akmoisin chetum as a sin. You know, it's yai boy. They do to brag. The chol mesiyah never again. When brags, ends up eventually in Gehenna because shenemar says the pasuk zayd yoyer late shmoy. If somebody goes out there and he brags, he's considered a late. and Oisib Everzadn, and he's doing Aveda. The very first, I want to hear a speaker, the very first capital in Tehillim, before he says anything, the first thing is the Dalai Lama says, Moshe Leitzin LeYoshev. They said the worst thing that destroys a person, pulls you down, is if you hang around as lady guys and do nothing. They never get him. Ever is only get him. It says, "Yem Ever, Yem Ahu." That day, which talking about get him. That day, which the Bishop punishes us, is in Gehenim. When they asked Al Rebbe the 24 questions, they used his kistel over there. The 24th question was explained what the Al Rebbe in the first page brings his gemara here. And the Cheselum Chatzas, whatever they do, you know, Gemayov, different than a Yid. So when it came to, after Al Rebbe answered the first 23 questions, it came to the 24th question. He was about to explain what he meant in Tanya. The prosecutor says, you know what? Don't answer the question. You gave us such a good answer the first 23. We don't want to know the answer to the 24th question. Omer Gamliel, Adayin on Sich, Lemoidoi, Rabbi Gamliel said, despite all of these answers, we still need, even I gave an answer, we need Rabbi Lemoidoi's answer. He said, Tzakir, Lemoidoi, Yisrael, Kibi Kambi, Sorgah, Bar, Rezv, Chaz, Lem, Chatz, Kol, Tzor, Chaz, Rav, Chaz, Chaz, Lem, Shanoi, Sen, El, Lechad, Rav, Sen, Aboi. They're doing it to taunt us. Shanema, Sen, Posse, Yiva, Yove, Yiva, Yas, Hashem, Kasha, Dibbe, Kichatos, Hashem, Veloi, Shemaitim, Bekoila, you didn't listen, the Yimi, you're saying to the Eden, Behoi, Lechem, Hadover, Hazeh. And this thing that Nebuzradon said this to Yimio when he was sending the Eden to Babel, because this is the thing, and he was taunting them. You see, you guys, all these chusim are worthless. I'm taking you guys out and putting you gullus. Nenir Abdul Chunya ben Akonav, and he said, Tzedaka Tremim Goy v'chesed. Take the word, you till now learned chesed lo mechata goes to the goyim. I said, no, v'chesed kama. Put the kama after chesed li Yisrael. Ulumi mechatas, omen abiechim v'zaka. The Talmidot is Talmidim. Needing the Chunyim and Akonim and Devorayim and Devorecha, like better than anything else was said. Vishnu says, Doka v'chesed liYisrael, la'akim chatas. He gives he puts the words Doka and chesed by Yidin. Meklal, the fact that he says better than my words, Meklal, Yibichazaki also says something. Oh, my, what did he say? The Tanil Domla, Yibichazaki, Keshem Shachatas, Mechaper Yisrael, just like a chatas forgives Yidin. Kach Tzedoka Mechaper Esal Umasa Ilam. That he's the only one who says something positive. That Tzedoka also can be Mechaper. An umes ha'elam. That's what Mirchem Zake said. It's a good thing. Like look back, you see by Nebuchadnezzar, by Daniel. Ifrohurmiz was Ime, the mother of Shavu Malka. We had this a few days ago when he sent money to Rabbi to do mitzvah Rabba. Shodra arba meya dinri lekame rabami. She said $400 rabami, but like Kablinu, he refused to accept it. Shadrinu kame the Rabba, send it before Rabba. The Kablinu accepted the money from a guy. Mishum Shalom Malchus. Now, how can you accept money? Sachil Hashem. Because like we had a few days ago, because of Shalom Malchus. They don't want to start a fight. Shomar rabami, rabami heard Ikvi to accept the Rabba. How can you take money from a guy? Omalei, he sent a letter to Rava. Leslei, don't you agree with the pasuk Bivaish Kitzira Tishavarna? When the trees dry up, they break by themselves, and then the Noshim Bois Mirazoisa, and then even somebody weak could come and curse you and break you. In other words, if we take tzedakah from a guy, we're weakened because the Chil Hashem that we the Eibush is not taking care of us, and we need goyim to help us out, and then it affects all the Eden. The Rava, why did he take the money? Mishum Shalom Malchus. Because Shalom Malchus he's supposed to. But Abami Nami Shalom Malchus. What about Abami Shalom Malchus? The boiler for Yilani. Abami says, of course take the money from a goy. But don't give it to the Eden. Give it to the goyish poor people. And they all know, as Tais explains, that goyim also, that Eden always distributed money to everybody, Eden and goyim alike. The Rava Nami Yilani Yavicham Yavin. But Taka gave it to the goyim. Rabami, the Ikpitz, why was he upset? No one bothered telling him that that's what the Rav is doing, is giving it to the poor people. Look at the top line of Rashi. This is the top of Rashi. Lo Yisayimu Kameh, they didn't tell him the whole story. That the Rabbami didn't hear the whole story. Lani Oiv the Gechavim Chilkan Rav. The Rav also gave it to the Armalite. The Hanuk, the Amr Leel, this that we learned in the Gemara before, Rav Ches. The Shadre Nami Ifruhum is the Mitzvah Rabbah, which is clearly designated, I want the money to go to Mitzvah Rabbah. And we had a discussion. What's a Mitzvah Rabbah? We concluded Pidyon Shvuyim. That was also a similar story. Mishum Shalom Malchus, Nami Kablini took him Shalom Malchus. No, so how come he took him to Pidyon Shvuyim? Why didn't he give it to Armalai the Goyim? In that case over there, Rava had no breda. He couldn't give it to the Goyish Armalai. Why? Because she clearly stipulated, I want it for Mitzvah Rabbah, which is for Yidden. And we have another rule. You're not allowed to cheat somebody, even a guy. Remember, a guy walks to the butcher shop and he says, you're not allowed to give him trefa meat and some of it's kosher. Because you're not allowed to. Avol the Mois Hamaschalk says, how come this Gemara here they were allowed to? Because he sent the money, give it to the poor. And they know that when we give to the poor, we give to Eden and Goyim, we don't discriminate. Or we give to Goyim as well. So therefore, you're not cheating them if you give all the money to Goyim. Ain Gnevas Das, it's not Gnevas Das. The Inu Nami Yodi, they also know she's Yisrael to give Lefanis Ani Yodi Chavim. They know that Eden give to Goyim. Can you remember what I said? Gittin. Lefanis in Ani Yodi Chavim Im Ani Yisrael. Mipnei Dakishom, they know that's how we behave. So therefore, we're able to stop eating tomorrow.